come to the battlefield. March, march away. Come lose your eyes and live 13 pence a day. Remember, we're soldiers, lads, bravest of the brave. Come be a soldier, lad, then you'll be a slave.
That was 13 pence from the album Trench Songs, just released on November 10th by Vancouver-based folk collective The Fugitives. The record features lyrics from World War I soldiers with new melodies and music and was recorded during the pandemic. I spoke with songwriter, vocalist, and guitarist Brendan McLeod over Skype. Brendan, thanks for joining me for Indie Beat. So great to talk with you again.
Yeah, nice to hear from you too.
Let's go all the way back to your earliest musical memories. When did you first discover your passion?
Good question. I don't think I've ever even thought about that question. I'm not sure. I actually can't think of like the very first music that, but I think I was really into, like, my really first passion was rap, like early 90s rap. I'm 40, so I grew up like in the early 80s. So I think the first cassette tape I ever bought was MC Hammer.
Ah, are there other musical members in your family or performing artists?
Actually, my middle brother, so neither of my parents played music, but because of that, they enrolled. I have two younger brothers, and so they enrolled all three of us into guitar lessons, and we were more like jock type guys, so we really hated taking guitar. But actually, you know, now I'm a musician, and my middle brother toured for 10 years in a punk band. So both of us ended up using it quite often, quite a bit, for more than my parents would have imagined, I guess, when we were kicking and screaming when we were 13 years old to our guitar lessons.
How did you come together with Adrian Glynn? I know there have been some other members over the years as well, but how did you and Adrian come together to form the band?
We just met through the East Vancouver music community at the time. Like, he had worked with the same producer that I was working with, and we just met basically to see if we wanted to play music together. Like, it was a pretty, we've become really close friends, but that's almost been a side thing too. We met, I guess, for business reasons to make music.
You released your first album in 2007 and your fifth record, Trench Songs, on November 10th. Tell me about the theme for this collection.
Yeah, so it came out of a theater show I was working on. I also do, like a lot of members of the band, we all have different artistic kind of interests. And so I was writing a show about Vimy Ridge, the Battle of Vimy Ridge from the World War I. And it's a bit of a heavy topic. And I thought I would put some music into the show to kind of make it a little more palpable, because you're dealing with a lot of heavy themes and also a lot of death. And when I started reading all of the lyrics to these songs that were sung by World War I soldiers, I was just really struck by the intensity of the lyrics. They're really caustic, they're witty, they're heartbreaking. And I started like rewriting the melodies to hear them with a little more immediacy, because I would read the lyrics and I'd be really affected. And then I'd go online and I'd hear on YouTube or something, and the original arrangements, you know, they sound like the early 1900s arrangements. So they kind of take you out of it a little bit. And so I just started rewriting the melodies, and then Adrian started doing some too, and then the band got really interested in the project, and it just kind of like took on a life just kind of organically through everyone's different inputs.
Is that kind of a departure in the way you normally songwrite, to have the lyrical content there first and then come up with music that goes along with it, or is that a way that you regularly write?
Yeah, sometimes. I would say it's definitely a departure in that often I would say they come kind of at the same time. Like, sometimes I'll have lyrics before, but usually it's a matter of working out a melody and then fitting lyrics to that melody. Rarely do I have, like, you know, in this case, you know, 14 songs where all the lyrics are already written, and then you have to just play with different melodies to try to make them sound interesting. So it was a really kind of unique constraint, because as a songwriter, you can usually fix the lyrics if something's going wrong, or, you know, if you're not figuring out a song, you can be like, okay, well, you know, I'll just change the tempo entirely. So with lyrics that you're just stuck with, you kind of have to really think differently about melody and the structure, and try and find like a chorus, or make something a chorus, you know, like just try to find a different way to make the words sing nicely.
Who are some of the other musicians that worked with you, and what other instrumentation was used on this record?
So we've had the same kind of foursome we've toured with for the last 4 years. So Carly Fry is our violin player, and she sings as well. And then Chris Soon, he's our banjo player, and he also sings. And Adrian played the bass on the record, and he also plays some guitar and balalaika. And I played the guitar, and we all sing.
Where was the record produced?
We did it at Monarch Studios in Vancouver with a great producer called Tom Dobransky. He's kind of known more in indie rock circles. He works a lot with the Zolas. He was a member of that band originally, but he's great. He was really, really helpful.
Tell me about the song, Where Do We Go, Boys?
Yeah, Where Do We Go, Boys is kind of an amalgamation of two different songs. What we were going for on the record was trying to kind of situate you in different times in the soldiers' lives. So one of those times, some of those times is when they're writing about battles, or when they're writing about missing their families or missing their homes. But this is just a good old fashioned drinking song. So these were a couple of drinking, this is a drinking song we kind of repurposed and made it, you know, because we would imagine they would come back from the, from being at the front, and they'd have a little bit of a break, and they'd go to pubs, and they would just go to other places, and they would, you know, they'd be drinking with their friends and other soldiers. So it's kind of it's a tribute to that kind of spirit.
There's an old-fashioned house in an old-fashioned street in a quaint little old-fashioned town. There's a street where the cobblestones harass the feet as it straggles up hill and then down. And though to and fro through the world I must go, my heart while it beats in my breast, wherever I may roam to that old-fashioned home, I'll fly back like a bird to its nest. Burn a light in the night, keep the fire burning still, till I make it back home.
Carry on with it till I make it back.